But we're now going to meet some Suffolk women. Sarah Doig is a local historian and gives talks to many clubs and societies. One of her topics is celebrating Suffolk women. She told Rachel Bannum that Suffolk has many heroines. Here is Rosemary Scott to tell us what Rachel learned.
While Sue Ryder and Elizabeth Garrett Anderson are known to many of us, the names of Mary Beale, Nora Lofts and Eliza Acton may not be quite so familiar. They have all achieved incredible things and, as such, feature in Sarah Doig's talk, Celebrating Suffolk Women, a potpourri of stories featuring the famous and not so well-known females of the county. Sarah, an independent historical researcher, author and speaker, says, "I come at it from a historical perspective. I realised early on that there were quite a lot of women who had come from Suffolk or made Suffolk their home, who had achieved really great things in their lives, some of which we've heard of before, some of which we just haven't at all, and because of the time in which they lived, it was quite incredible what they managed to achieve. We take it for granted nowadays that women have a good education, as good as men, are able to achieve high status and achieve things in our jobs, but at the time some of these women were living, it just wasn't the case." She cites an example. Mary Beale, the daughter of the rector of Barrow near Bury St Edmunds, who was born in 1633. "What she managed to achieve was to become a celebrated portrait artist," Sarah says. "At the height of her popularity, she would be being commissioned to do portraits for the high society in London. Quite a lot of the portraits that she did are available to view at the Moyses Hall Museum in Bury." Sarah also speaks of Eliza Acton, the first modern cookery writer. She says, "Eliza Acton, who spent most of her life living in Ipswich, wrote a cookery book well before Mrs. Beaton did, called Modern Cookery for Private Families, and that appeared in 1845. It was an immediate success, and she sold 60,000 copies of this cookery book." Sarah also speaks about Elizabeth Garrett Anderson, the first woman to qualify as a doctor in Britain, who in later years was mayor of Aldborough. She explains that many people have heard of Elizabeth Garrett Anderson and her sister Millicent Fawcett, who was a suffragette, but don't always know the stories behind them. So she endeavours to tell these stories of how they grew up and how they managed to achieve what they did in a life at a time when women weren't expected to do so. Depending on the length of her talk, Sarah tends to focus on about 12 women from across the county, including Sue Ryder, who lived at Cavendish, and author Nora Lofts. "I dip into a whole range of different types of people from different eras and different walks of life," she says. "We're talking about people who were real pioneers and fought to put women on the map." During the pandemic, Sarah has continued to do talks via Zoom, but says she's looking forward to speaking to people face-to-face once again and enthusing them about history and local history, she adds. "That's what I like to do best, really."
Thank you, Rosemary.